Welcome back to The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Drop us some feedback at jimandtrav.com. Today we're discussing Whitetail Essentials. Now let's get back to Mark Drury, co-host of Drury's 13, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, and Bo Madness, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, both seen on Outdoor Channel. Brought to you by Sticky Holsters, the brand that fits your lifestyle. See them online at stickyholsters.com. Here's part two.
Hey, we're back. We were just talking with Mark Drury, and he said he's coming back. We don't know why.
He feels bad for us, so he's sticking around. He's the co-host, Bo Madness, Drury's 13, Bo Scene on Outdoor Channel, and you have to get DeerCast. This app is amazing. Now, Mr. Mark, one thing I want to jump into is shot placement, okay? Everyone wonders exactly what happens when that broadhead, that bullet, whatever, enters the animal, and what is the outcome going to be. With the new DeerCast app, this can actually break it down in a simulated version and show us different angles, shot placement, and how effective they are going to be. Is that correct?
It is. It's a project we call DeerCast Track. It's available in our Elite subscription model, much like Custom, which we talked about in the last segment. And with Track, we went into our library of videos over the last 30 years, and regardless of the body system that was affected, we put those shots within this app. So it's so simple. You go into, a picture of a deer. You take the icon and you put it right where your point of impact was. The program will then download immediately. It's within a second. You'll see anywhere from 3 to 10 videos of other hits in and around that 8 to 10 inch radius of where you put the little cursor. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you can go in, watch the hit, see how far that deer traveled based on real world experiences, what body systems were hit, and how long it was till estimated time of death. In addition to that, tracker John Engelken and Bobby Culbertson, the two best deer trackers that I know, break down every single hit and every single body system, tell you what you might have hit in that area, how long you should wait, what the blood sign should look like, and how to proceed in order to recover your deer. Terry and I also then take that same point of impact. We break it down, whether it was quartering to, quartering away. So overall, there's like 330 different scenarios.
Wow.
That are broken down within DeerCast Track. So regardless of where you hit the animal, we've got some advice for you, and we got some people that are on your side. It's one of the worst feelings as a hunter to not quite have the shot you desired, and you go, okay, now what? I didn't double lung the animal. What do I do? How long do I wait? Do I go look at my arrow? Do I go back to my vehicle? What do I do now? Well, DeerCast Track has you covered now.
Yeah. Now, we're coming up into Phase 4, October 25th through October 31st. Now, some of the things that you've called for is start calling. Feed them forward. What are some of the other things we need to think about in that Phase 4?
Well, you exit out of the October lull, and all of a sudden, the interest level gets very, very high with your bucks. And it's one of my favorite times of the year is late October, because it's one of those very short windows. It's one of the reasons we did 13. There are certain light switch events that change the whitetail habit. And late October is one of the best, because you find the most mature deer in the herd that time of the year. We call it pre-lock. And all of a sudden, they're looking for that first available doe. So that buck that's been nighttime on your pictures for 3 straight months all of a sudden shows up at 8 a.m. looking for a doe on a food plot, or all of a sudden shows up at, 4:30, 5 o'clock looking for that first available doe, because it's the breeding season. He wants to get with the first available doe, so his home range starts to extend, and he starts the daylight for you. I absolutely love the 25th through the 31st of October. I think it's some of the best days on the calendar each and every year.
Now, in Phase 4, do they start to expand their home territories?
A little bit. They do start to expand them, but more importantly, they start to daylight within them, is what I've noticed.
Okay, and then when you get into that Phase 5, because, everybody, it's kind of like, as the bucks, they get amped up for the rut, so do the hunters. There's so much hype, there's so much anticipation, excitement, been waiting all year for this. Do they really increase their range that much, or are they just more busy in their local home territory?
I think it's both. I do think they expand it, though. You start to see, bucks are pretty secluded animals most of the year, especially right now in mid-October. And then all of a sudden they start to expand and they get into this guy's living room. Then they're over here in this guy's kitchen and fights start to occur, but they definitely expand home range now, not nearly like they will once they lose the does in mid-November, you know, because it's a slow curve leading in, then peak estrus happens, and then on the backside of that bell curve, bucks really start to expand and look for does, and they'll cover miles there, 15th through the 20th of November on into Thanksgiving. That's when I start to see bucks pop up that I just haven't seen all year.
Yeah. Now, everybody wants to get that alpha male, okay? So when he locks up on a doe, how long does he normally stay with her? And then is the pecking order changed in the herd? Does the second in command then take over the first guy because he's busy?
You know, that really, really depends on the overall population dynamics in any individual hunting area. They're born in a one-to-one ratio. If they remained that way, the fighting and the movement would be intense during the rut. However, in most areas of the country, due to natural mortality and overall hunting pressure, I think we see herds that more aptly or more accurately represent 3 does to 1 buck, 5 does to 1 buck, perhaps as bad as 10 does to 1 buck. When that occurs, daylight activity is reduced tremendously, and overall home range stays much smaller because they don't have to travel as much. They got more girlfriends at the dance than they can dance with. So it really depends on the overall dynamic of your hunting area.
You bet. Hey, we've been talking with old Mark Drury, and of course, he co-hosts Bow Madness and Drury's 13 on Outdoor Channel.
That's right. Make sure you watch Drury's 13 Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Outdoor Channel. Bow Madness, that is Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, again, Outdoor Channel. Also pick up previous seasons and episodes with My Outdoor TV app, but you have to get the DeerCast app. Again, Mr. Mark, to learn more about you guys, everything you have going on, you're fantastic. You're giving away the farm, man. You're giving away so many cool things. Muddy blinds. You've been giving away implements. Where can we find this information online? Download the DeerCast app and possibly enter to win.
Well, yeah, that's a good point that you bring up. We are giving away a farm. It's our 30th anniversary. We wanted to say thanks. We're giving away 60 acres in Putnam County, Missouri. To our knowledge, it's never been done before. We've been dolling the farm up, putting the stands up, food plots, monitoring it with cameras, stocking the ponds, talking to, you know, timber buyers about potential timber stand improvement, all that good stuff. You can follow the entire series within our DeerCast app. You can also download DeerCast, go in the lower right, click the icon Farm Giveaway, and you can enter to win right there. You can also do it at DruryOutdoors.com. So by all means, everybody get their name in the hat because we're giving it away here in mid-December.
That's right. This has been brought to you by Sticky Holsters, the brand that fits your lifestyle. Hop online, check them out, StickyHolsters.com. Again, just talk with Mr. Mark Drury, the co-host, Bo Mattis of Drury's 13 on Outdoor Channel. Mr. Mark, you're so awesome. God bless you. We love you, man.
Love you guys, too. I appreciate you having me on.
The Revolution with Jim and Trav is powered by our amazing listeners and sponsors.
Oh, wow, it just keeps getting better.
We're proud to partner with Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, standing together for great gear, fair prices, expert service, and memorable experiences. Visit them at Cabela's.com and BassPro.com. Stay tuned. The Revolution will continue after these important messages.